السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 24th of October, the 20th of Rabiul Akhir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u wahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On this beautiful Thursday morning, the 24th of October, 20th of Rabi ul Akhir 1446, may Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses 26 and 27. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the enemies of Muslims and the enemies of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What awaits them, yea, in this world and worst in the year after. Hence Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse 26, فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ. Subsequently, أَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala lets them taste humiliation, disgrace, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this worldly life. Just look at the Jutlas and the Jutlis and the Jews, the hated, despised and mal'oon and cursed in the entire world, because they feel they are the only victims on this earth. You speak of Holocaust, they will tell you it happened only to us. You speak about, remember, anything else, they will tell you that you anti-Semite. You speak of the truth, they will tell you that you are a terrorist and so forth. Hence the most disgraced nation on the face of the earth, because their forefathers were transformed into swines, pigs and monkeys, as mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. And this is not allegorical or figurative, this is literally and metamorphosis took place. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Here on this earth, Almighty Allah made them into swines and into monkeys. So when they speak of evolution, then it's right for them that they were monkeys at once upon a time and swines once upon a time. فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ. So hence, Almighty Allah let them taste humiliation, disgrace, fil hayati dunya, in this worldly life. Therefore, today they will say the anti-Semitism has increased in most parts of the world because you are a murdering nation. You are guilty of genocide. You are guilty of ethnic cleansing. You are guilty of war crimes. You are guilty of crimes against humanity. And don't come and tell me this started on 7th October last year. It started 78 years ago in 1945, 46, 47. Already your Stern gang, your Haganah gang, your Irgun gang, all these haramis and big haramis. And if you don't understand the term harami, it means a bee, and a big bee at that. They were the gangsters masquerading. They were the terrorists murdering the British, massacring the Palestinians, and therefore the British called them terrorists. The first people to be called terrorists there were them, the Jutlas, the Jews, by the British. And today they want to use it for the Muslims and Palestinians. وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. And surely the punishment in the year after will be much, much worse and bigger and greater. So everlasting doom and gloom for them. Therefore, they cannot hide anywhere today. Every person is a journalist, whoever has a cell phone, and they will just take a photo, an image, and tell you yesterday they martyred and murdered an 11-year-old boy or a Palestinian boy. How do you justify that? How do you justify the murder of babies and children and put bullets into them, 20, 30, 40 bullets in them? They are just babies, innocent people. But you will say, no, they are terrorists, because your mind is cursed also, and your heart also is cursed. And remember, Quran has taught us this, that tahsabuhum jamia. You think that the Jutlas and the Jews are united? Nay, wa qulubuhum shatta. Whilst their hearts are totally fragmented and divided. Why? Zalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. Because they are a nation who got no brains, no aql, no intelligence, and no intellect. Can any person control this madman, this maniac? Remember Bibi Netanyahu, Setanyahu. So remember, and the Arab and pod regimes falling in love with America and Israel, because they themselves are haramis, and majority of them are murtads and ghaddar, the apostates and out of the fold of Islam and traitors to Islam. Did I say so? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, waylul lil arab ay waylul li hukam al arab, that woe and destruction to the Arab rulers and so forth. Dwallu wa adwallu, they are astray, and they will lead their people also astray, as you can see today. So they are the people, the worst come on this earth, the Jutlas and the Arab leaders and the Americans, America and Israel, the leaders of terrorism on this earth. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. And the punishment of the year after is the worst for them. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Only if they knew. But by the time death comes and then they want to embrace Islam, it will be too late. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When death approaches them, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. They will say and beg Almighty Allah, please, please send us back to this world. لَأَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. We will do all the good deeds, fima tarakt, whichever we have left out, and so forth and so on. La'alli a'malu salihan fima taraktu. Allah simultaneous answer, never ever. We gave you your chance and we gave you your opportunity, so what you did, you squandered it. And innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha, these are just words on their tongue. Chapter 23, and that is Surah Mu'minun, verses 99 and 100. Everything you will find enshrined in the noble Quran. They are the murderers of prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ wa fariqan taqtulun. One group of messengers you rejected, others you martyred and murdered them, and they had the audacity to say, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. They said there is a veil and a curtain on their hearts. بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Nay, the truth of the matter is Allah's curse is on them forever. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Very, very few, extremely few will bring iman and faith, and they will remain punished, remember, right till the day of justice, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. That Almighty Allah will continuously punish them, Muslim, non-Muslim, Hitler, Hamas, Houthis, Hezbollah, all of them will punish them, and it will continue till the day of justice. Nobody can help them. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا لِلنَّاسِ وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ لَمْ فُقَسَمْ قَدْ فَتَوْكِيدْ and تَعْكِيدْ. And by Allah, definitely, surely, positively, ضَرَبَنَا, we have set forth. Allah is one and alone, and He uses the terminology we, the royal pronoun al-jam'u li-ta'zim, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sun set? What precision and accuracy! Almighty Allah says, Nuhyi wa numit. Only we give life, only we give death. So Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, to show you, O human being, all of you, with all your nuclear arms and ammunition, you are weak. I, Allah Jalla Wala, alone exclusively am Qawiyun Aziz. I am the Almighty, the All-Powerful. I can decimate and destroy you in one split second, one earthquake, one tsunami, and finish, you'll be history. So that is Almighty Allah. And by Allah, indeed, positively, we have set forth linnas, for humanity, fi hadhal Qur'an, in this noble Qur'an. Why is the Qur'an Sharif called Qur'an? Qarana, the root letters, qaf, ra, noon, qaf, re, noon, to join, to attach. All the verses are connected to one another. 6,236 verses. All the surahs, chapters are attached and connected to one another. 114 chapters. Fi hadhal Qur'an min kulli mathalin. All the important examples that are required for human being, all have been cited and mentioned in the Noble Qur'an. Why did Almighty Allah give examples and mention them in the Noble Qur'an? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَذُرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We have given and cited these examples for humanity, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they wonder, ponder and reflect over it. Go read chapter number 59, Surah Hashr, the assembly, congregation, and verse number 21, chapter 59, verse 21. Why does all give examples for humanity? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They must wonder, ponder, reflect in it. It's for all times, all places, and all situations. The Quran is not a book of history, just comes and tell you some information. It's a living book for all times, all places. It's a living constitution for all times, all places. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, before reciting the Noble Quran and the glorious Quran, would kiss the Noble Quran and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my sustainer and nourisher. Fi hadhal Quran min kulli mathalin, all these examples are given of importance and significance, la'allahum yatadhakkarun, so that they take heed, they take lesson, they embrace the truth. But human being today, their minds are warped. Remember that 8 billion plus people on this earth, 7 billion plus gone astray. Why? Because their hearts, minds, everything are bamboozled and bombarded by the enemy. So they keep on watching the television, addicted to their cell phones and smartphones and ugly phones, and then they start thinking just like that. They don't realize that all this here is leading them astray. So we have to sift out and draw a dichotomy, the sting distinction between the haq and the batil, between the truth and the falsehood. And may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and their helpers and supporters, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's the Arab tenpot dictators and haramis. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza Genocide, day number 384. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 3 jutlas dispatched straight to hell, roasted, toasted in Jahannam and the hellfire. Many more injured, they in transit, waiting to go straight to hell to be roasted and toasted, the haram. We have no sympathy, empathy for any American, any Jutla, any Indian, any person in Israel fighting on behalf of Israel, whether it's a South African or who's who in the zoo. He's fair game, and we will put a bullet through him. One settler, one bullet, and that will settle the issue forever. We make our stance very, very clear. See yesterday in Lebanon what they did, the Jutlas, the Zionist apartheid regime. They bombarded the Mayadeen office. If you know anything about media, every day I'm sending you things on the groups, on Telegram and here and there. So much information what is happening, and you will see Mayadeen. Mayadeen is one of the media officers, but the Hezbollah were too sharp and too smart for the Israeli rogue regime. They already emptied that building and there was nobody there. But the Haram, the Jutlas, the real terrorists and cursed nation, they are the ones who flattened that building, and remember, it's no more. Israel to attack Iran. Can you believe that? And America is helping them from the behind and say, America will tell you, we want peace, we want ceasefire, you want, but they will help them. So they are guilty and an accomplice in this genocide and crimes against humanity and this ethnic cleansing. And America must be taken to task for that. They murdered and martyred 500,000 children in Iraq, and they said is justified. Madeleine Albright, you harami, you rot in hell forever. That is our curse on you, you shaitan, you oulad of Iblis, you are the children of Lucifer. Look at Saudi Arabia and Iran. This must be the joke of 2024. They're having military drills together, both of them cursing one another, but just to show the world we have unity amongst us. Iran, 100% Shia Kufar, Saudis, Najdis, for who? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua, these Wahhabis and Najdis. So remember, the Master alayhi salatu salam made dua, supplicated to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. O Almighty Allah, give us barakah, blessing in the land of Sham, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Allahumma barik Yemenina, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Oh, Almighty Allah, give us barakah, blessing in Yemen. Then somebody said, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi Najdina, they will tell you the Saudi scholars for dollars. I was there when they were teaching us. In 2 weeks, they made us qazis and gave us certificates. You know that. So you must remember that we cornered them so many times, they didn't know what to do. This was one place we cornered them. When the hadith came of Najd, they said, Hada huwa al-Iraq. This Najd means Iraq. So we asked them, one Cape Town sheikh asked them, that sheikh, that what is the meaning of the hadith of the mawaqit of Hajj, the boundaries of Hajj, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Li ahli al-Madina zul hulayfa, the people of Medina, when they come towards Makkah, then their miqat boundary is zul hulayfa. That is, you know, that Ali, So you must remember that nowadays they say Abar Ali, Bir Ali, and so forth. So the original name is Zul Hulayfa. Wali Ahli Yaman, Yalamlam. And then Wali Ahli Najdin, Qarnul Manazil. So there, Qarnul Manazil is all in Saudi Arabia. So that shows you already where it is Najd. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua for the Najdis and Saudis and so forth, and said, Hunaka az-zalazil wal fitan. From there the fitnas will come. You can see the fitnas today, the trials, tribulation, the kufr being coming out from that part of the world, and the calamities and disasters will be there. So there's a joke. Iran and Saudi Arabia, joint drills and so forth. Their minds are getting drilled and they're thrilling the public and so forth. Israelis in Sri Lanka to be targeted. Very good. Anywhere in the world they target Jutlas and so forth. We're going to target them in South Africa. We say you must never support McDonald's. You must never support KFC. You must never support Starbucks. You must never support those pick and pay and whoever else haramis supporting Israel and so forth and so on. We bring them to their knees and we will have muqata'a. Boycott them, hit them where it hurts the most. The jutlas love money more than they love their parents, the haramis. So you, I've been to Sri Lanka twice. So you Muslims and whoever else, people of conscience and justice, you must boycott them and teach them a lesson. Remember that Israel to the soldiers, Israeli soldiers are fed up. Yesterday, a Haaretz newspaper wrote that Israel, don't listen to your generals and ministers and commit war crimes. Speak up. So now the government and the generals and the top guys tell them, shut up and fight. But they can't shut up and they can't fight because they don't have energy. They don't have iman. They don't have that faith. You have to be Yahya Sinwar, Al-Mujahidul Kabir, to fight right till the end. Al-Tariq, yes. The men make history. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, changed the course of history. The greatest man for this year, 2024. He changed history in the world. Remember that. He took on the Jutlas last year and he dispatched thousands of them straight to hell. We're very happy about it. Who the hell must we apologize to? One settler, one bullet. 78 years, that is the massacre, occupation, colonial mentality of yours. So we just gave you one example and the man fought you. You had to bring a whole army for him and his name is written in the golden ink of history. Remember that. At-tarikhu yasna'u rijal, the real man, they make history. Wa tahfadhuhu al-ajyal, and the generations and nations to come will remember him. Who will remember Bibi Netanyahu? Who remembers Bush and Blair? Who remembers Biden? Whole lot guilty of war crimes and genocide and ethnic cleansing. Whole lot haramis and war criminals. But because they are whiteys and they have money and influence, they get away. But you won't get away for many, many years still. BB is selling, this is your Haaretz newspaper, BB is selling Gaza al-Mubarakah to private militias. You attack them in the east, you attack them in the south, you attack them in the north, you attack them in this area, in that area. So the jutlas are finished. You must remember that. It's time for you to pack up and go. 2 million jutlas have already left Israel and they're not coming back. Listen to this here. America is saying, this is what America says. Our intelligence tells us that North Korean troops already in Russia and 3,000 of them are training there. And if they are going to participate in the war against Ukraine, then they will be fair game. So if North Korean soldiers go into Russia and help Russia, then they fair game. So if Americans come to Israel, Europeans come to Israel, Indians come to Israel, South Africans come to Israel, so we say you are fair game and we will put you away. You tried your level best to murder and annihilate us, but you lost more than 15,000 soldiers of yours, dispatched straight to hell, and more than 150,000 soldiers of yours injured, wounded, and running away from the battlefield. So many of them committing suicide. Israel's history, the nation that murdered the most people of United Nations in a war. No one did that but Israel. The people who killed and murdered the most journalists and doesn't allow international journalists to come in. So that is Israel. The people who stole a whole country and occupied the whole country for 77 years, 78 years. That is your black history and dark history. You haramis, and you want to come teach the world about peace? We will show you peace. Two Turkish terrorist attackers were killed. So they say 5-6 people killed, and they are blaming the PKK, that is the Kurdish, they call them terrorists. So every person today, you got the problem with the other party, he's a terrorist, or the Jutlas will say that, remember, he is an anti-Semite. Listen to this story. I sent it out yesterday to all the groups and so forth. So Ben Gvir was in Beersheba. Somebody stole his car. How you like that? Ben Gvir is the biggest terrorist and harami there. You know, in Mina, you got three Satans and symbolic shaitans. So Bibi Netanyahu is one. Then Ben Gvir is number two. And Smotrich is number three. We have to pelt them. So somebody took away his car. How you like that? Israel security, what happened to you? You're a cursed nation. So Trump, listen to what Trump, you know, Trump is a maniac, you know. He doesn't know what, how many amount of women he slept with. He's on 34 felony charges, and he's going to be, he says, the next president of America. He still can't get over that. He only had one term, and according to the polls, it seems that Kamala will win. But whether Kamala Harris wins or Trump wins, for us is the same. Both of them are morons. So Trump says Hitler did some good things. That I agree with you. He put away many Jews and he did them good. Remember, they were putting them away because they were the ones who were charging exorbitant amount of interest. They were the ones who brought about pornography in Germany. They were the ones who introduced homosexuality and gay business. So Trump, if that's what you mean, on that score, we agree with you. Mi'a fil mi'a, 100% in Arabic you say, mi'a fil mi'a. Let's go to America. You have a newspaper called the Los Angeles Times. So before the elections, the Los Angeles Times, they endorsed, remember, Obama, you see? So Barack Obama. Then they endorsed Biden and so forth. Now the journalists wanted to write that we are going to endorse Harris. You see that, Kamala Harris. Then the chief editor, the owner, and that came, he said, no, you can't do that. And who's the owner? A South African. Can you believe that? You have Elon Musk, I see he's in hospital, they say. Whether it's true or not, we're not sure. Today, you know, a lot of fake news also. Even in hospital, he deserves to be there for making so much nonsense and bribing people up. The BRICS condemned the unlawful sanctions on Russia. You see, BRICS is on the move. So they are there. Remember, Russia, China leading the pack. Biden says, lock him up. Lock up Trump. Can you believe that? Biden says Trump must be locked up and so forth. He's a maniac. So now in Kazan, Kazan is there in Russia. I went to Russia, I visited Moscow and St. Petersburg. So the Saudis are there, Iran is there, UAE, Emiratis are there, Egypt is there. They're all like sheep and they're all following now. We don't want America, we want Russia, with Russia from love, with love, you know. So they're in Kazan. Last night I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafidhullah. So I told him, Hazrat, all these characters are there in Kazan. So he said, Kazan has a great big population of Muslims. He said, one of the leaders there, that his son passed away. And then, because his son passed away, he built a big, big masjid. Hazrat told me yesterday, last night, he even visited that masjid and so forth. I said, Subhanallah. So you must remember this. So Kazan, we live here in South Africa. Sometimes we think that there's no Muslims. There are millions of Muslims there. That if you go to the big masjid there and mosque, the biggest mosque in Moscow, so subhanallah, Eid day, and there they get over a million people. The Jummah Salat, I was there, there was over quarter million people. The police are busy from early part of the morning and so forth. McDonald's, the shares are tumbling and so forth in America and other parts of the world because it's causing so many sicknesses. Therefore, we tell you it's haram. Don't worry about that halal logo. Those halal logos are not worth the paper on which they're written. It's all scholars for dollars, Sharia compliant and halal. Today, Mozambique will be announcing the results. It's rigged, obviously, in favor of Frelimo and so forth. If there was fair elections there, the opposition won it. But you know how politics works and so forth. Let's come to our South African news. So Cyril is there. So Cyril said, Russia is our valued ally, and we condemn Israel, and so forth, and so on. So the DA is burning with jealousy. They said, how the hell can you say Israel is the ally of South Africa? We don't agree. So you Jutlas, and you Zionists, and you apartheid, you the DA, when you say that you love Israel, and you agree with Israel, so who the hell are you speaking on behalf? You're not speaking on behalf of South Africa. So we said, and we always told you, to vote for DA is haram for a Muslim and not permissible. Mbeki Thabo was snubbed at the Tito funeral. Even in the funeral they have, but their politics, so they just sidelined him and so forth. So yeah, you must remember, there's a guy, Louis Liebenberg, Afrikaner guy. Louis Liebenberg. They will call him Liebenberg. It's not Berg, it's Liebenberg, Afrikaner. And his wife arrested. Why? They ran a scam for $4 billion diamond scam. So now they are arrested and so forth and so on. So today's program, inshallah, the interview will be Maulana Zahid Khan and Maulana Musa Akudi. Then 11 to 12, we will have a profile on the discussion regarding Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahullah. 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read Surah Kahf, O Ummah, tonight. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf fi Laylatul Jumu'ah adaa lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. Is hadith sahih. Even Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, who I met, remember, said is sahih and authentic. Wherever you are and you read Surah Kahf tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, then Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with radiance and effulgence from where you are right till the Baytullah, Baytul Atiq. It does not belong to any government. It don't belong to MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, or his father or grandfather. It belongs solely, only, exclusively to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid throughout the world. Ma Salim, we have 13, 14 minutes. Quick, rapid, quick fire, inshallah, Q&A.
Mufti Sahib, what are the rewards for parents of a Hafizul Quran?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, we revealed this Quran, this reminder, piecemeal, gradually. Nazzalna. Nazzalna can never be applicable to any previous scripture because they all were revealed jumlata wahida, one shot. So it is only exclusively for the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, the royal pronoun, various places for emphasis. And wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we will protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Allah is hafiz, and then he transferred that quality, that attribute to your son and to your daughter. What greater significance you want? You the family, you the teacher, if you, I was was there, we should have kissed your hands, O son, O teacher. That what great honor, my beloved Ustad, respected Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizullah, 55 years teaching Quran. Who can do all that? Only the Ashiq of Allah, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Ashiq Quran, the true lover of all Mighty Allah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran. Go read chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 57-58. Allah speaks of the Quran. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bi fadlillah, it is the grace of all Mighty Allah, the Quran Sharif. Wa bi rahmatihi, and His mercy. Allah said, Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. You have the Quran Sharif in your heart, you must be happy. It is a joyous day, you should be rejoicing. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is better than whatever they accumulated and assembled, everything of this world, the gold, silver, oil, and platinum, and all the minerals put together. Chapter 10, verse 58. For that's for the Hafiz and the family, and for the parents, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Jalla Wala will instruct the angels that these parents here, yeah, they are Muslim, and they made their son, daughter, Hafiz, Hafizah, place a crown on their head, and it will be superior, more illuminating than the sunshine and the rays of the sun and so forth. So they will be smiling, and the crown will be there. But provided they have Iman and Islam, it's a win-win situation. Oh, Muslim families, take one son of yours and dedicate him to Allah's deen, and Allah will make that your greatest investment, inshallah. What you gonna do with matric certificate? It's not worth the paper on which is written. Last night I was returning from Darul Uloom Zakaria after Isha, and I listened to the radio. They were discussing, how the hell do you expect South Africans to progress with 30% pass mark? The Africans were objecting on that. But South African politicians, 75 ministers, deputy ministers, majority of them incompetent, good for nothing. So just they're getting fatter and bigger, that's all. So remember that who's got the welfare of the people at heart? Nobody. They're just there for self-interest and so forth. So therefore, come to Quran Sharif, study, love the Quran, and see how Allah will elevate you. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it to others. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَذَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. The more you attach yourself to Quran, Allah will elevate you. The more you detach yourself from Quran, Allah will disgrace and humiliate you. So that is the reward, brother.
Is it compulsory to have a ghusl after performing Umrah?
Not compulsory, but it's for our personal hygiene. Now you perform Umrah, and you know it takes 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, depending on the crowd and how long you are making dua and supplicating. Then you, the man, have to go to the barber, shave your hair. So it will be good if you take the ghusl, but it's not compulsory and mandatory. It's just for our personal hygiene and so forth. The ladies, you cut your own hair. You don't have to wait for your husband or brother. Once everything is done in the rooms, then you just take out your burqa and everything, and then you take your hair together, and then with the scissor you just cut 1 inch. Inna man taqsiru ala nisa. So upon the women, they just cut the hair, so that is out of ihram. So you do that yourself, no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to add an ayat or bismillah onto a walima invite card?
Not permissible. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows reverence, respect to the symbols, landmarks of Allah, that's a sign that the person has got taqwa, piety. You put it on your nikah invitation, walima invitation, you give it out, then people people, just throw it away and so forth. So they make tawheen of it, they desecrate it. You look at Saudi Arabia on 23rd September, they have Yawmul Watani, the national day. On their flag is written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and words like that. And then go see what happens. I saw it with my own eyes. Every person there, or every second person, we can't say everyone, but say every second one, every third one, they just threw it away, the flags and all that mini flags. It's kufr that you go out of the fold of Islam. You're desecrating the sacred name of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So no, not permissible that.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Sahab, is abortion permissible in Islam?
Absolutely haram. It is murder in Islam. Abortion is absolute murder. We remember the genius Al-Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, wulida bi Gaza. He was born there in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150, and then at the age of 2, his father passed away. They made iddat his mother and so forth, and then they migrated to Makkah Mukarramah. His first teacher, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, African teacher, and thereafter you must remember what happens, that he becomes Hafiz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he bahated the whole Mu'tama Malik at the age of 13, teaching the Haram Sharif in Makkah. The African Ustad, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, gives him permission verbally, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta, and told him you can issue fatawa verdicts at the age of 15. Such a genius he was. What did he teach us? Al Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhu al-ba'z. You won't have a general law, but there will be one, two exceptions, exemptions. So the law in Islam, that abortion totally haram. And tomorrow you will be questioned, O mother, wa idal maw'udatu su'ilat bi ayyi dhanbin qutilat. Feticide is haram and infanticide is haram. The Arabs at that time, the mushriks and so forth, they would take their daughters and the father would bury them alive. So whether it's infanticide after they born, or feticide, abortion, both are haram. Whether it's after 1 month or 2 months or 3 months and so forth, one, two cases only will be excluded. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that Muslim lady was raped, Allah forbid, and then she fell pregnant. So after 1-2 months or so, she has an abortion. Permissible. After 4 months, totally haram. But beside that, and 1-2 other cases, remember, abortion, totally haram. What you are doing today, you, my sister, totally haram. Remember, boyfriend, girlfriend, now she's pregnant, go for abortion. So remember, totally haram. And they tell me, no, it's after 1 month, 2 months, even after 1 day is haram. So totally, it's murder that, and you will live with that for the remaining of your life. How many a lady has written to me, I can't sleep and I cry because I had abortion. I murdered my own child. That is what you did, O mother. Have some shame, remember that. And you have destroyed everything for yourself and the year after. But if you make sincere tawbah, Allah Jalla Wala is there. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Do not become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah will forgive all the sins.
Mufti Sahab, why did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make dua for Saudi Arabia?
He never made dua. He gave the answer himself. They are Najdis. So you must remember, they're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They're Khainul Haramain Sharifain. Go and see what Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab did. They were Wahhabis. And now this MBS, the Murtad, and anybody agrees with him and you agree with his ideology, wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. You also Murtad, if you're agreeing 100%. With him. So you must remember, go see what Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab did. Any person disagree with him, he just kills him and so forth. How was Saudi Arabia formed and so forth? And they were receiving bribery from Britain and so forth. They are the ones responsible for the destruction of the Khilafat Usmaniya and so forth. So don't think that Saudi Arabia, we love the Haramain Sharifain. We will always make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. But But the Ahle Saud, this is the dua we say, Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud, kama ahlakta Ad wa Thamud. Ya Allah, as you decimated Ad and Thamud, decimate the Ahle Saud and remove them from the surface of the earth. They're making khiyanat. They're allowing non-Muslims, Manjopejo Arman wo, Mosalim Karim, you can understand that your father passed away, and I think your mother also passed away. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Your father told you something on his deathbed. Your father, my father, ordinary mortals and sinners, we cry to Allah for them. This is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his fatal illness, during the fatal illness. The Master alayhi salam said, go open Bukhari, Muslim, all that you will find. Akhrijul Yahud wan Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. They're inviting more and more. People are seeing more enemies of Islam entering Medina Munawwara and so forth. Sanamas in Makkah, Medina, bikini beaches in Jeddah, gays and lesbians coming more and more. Festival, musical festival. You tell me this is Muslim country, pakka kafir country, and the rulers are kuffar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.